Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, home day. 3-hour Survivor finale is on tonight. Very much looking forward to that. And of course, we will hold off all conversation until Friday morning at 6 a.m. You have, like a day and a half to watch the thing. I hope you've been watching it with us this season. It's been a really good one. All, the winners at war. It's sort of an unusual season, so maybe not the best one to start with, but so good.
I expect Yul to still win.
Good luck to him. I hope Yul wins because I think he's great and he's local. We know him. So that's who I want to win. The chances of that are not great. First of all, he's got to battle his way back in. They're going to pack a lot into tonight's episode. They've got all these people on Extinction.
It's weird that they've waited because they do have, it feels like 15 people sitting on the sidelines waiting to get back in.
Very low chance of getting back in. And then you've got to figure out a way to turn them. Although, if somebody like Natalie, who has a cut, she's the first person voted out. And she has saved her little fire tokens like there's no tomorrow. Like, she was able to buy immunities for other people. She had so many. She couldn't buy anymore. So, if she gets back in, that would definitely be a factor. I'm thinking it's Sarah or Tony. Spoiler alert, that's my feeling on it.
All right.
It's not that big a spoiler.
Those are safe bets.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I don't necessarily. And frankly, when I really look at each person who's left at in the game and who's played the best games and who's done, I really think it's Tony. Tony is, if anyone there deserves to win, it might be him. Anyway, neither here nor there. Let's get to some texts.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Our text machine works just like your text machine. You put in the phone number, and then you put in your comment, and you hit send, and we get it. And then we read these things, and hopefully you like hearing your comments or, whatever, and we certainly do. So here's some of the stuff you guys said. Yeah. I'm a single mom who's been on Bumble since before the shelter in place, and my match queue has like 10 guys in it who have potential. Oh. But until we're able to meet in person, it's just like an awkward, stalling conversation. I feel like everyone is just hoping someone will cave and want to get together before the shelter-in-place order is lifted. As if online dating wasn't awkward enough, now it's all a waiting game. Hey.
That's got to be tough. I know people who are looking for more than a hookup, you don't want to just be like, F it, let's just sext if you want to. We seem to have
I mean, 10 guys in queue, that is.
Well,
she is humble bragging. Big time.
She is, yeah.
Good for her. Isla made my day. My kids are college age, so I really miss those days. Listener since the beginning. Love you guys, and so glad Vinny came back.
Yeah.
510 says, 6-month-old is in bed with me now. I feel Christina's pain. Yeah, but in bed with you, not you in her crib with her. It was a weird thing to see. A giant.
Well, Christina's tiny. I'm sure she, you couldn't even tell them apart. No.
Yeah, right. Too tiny. It's raining in Sonoma, says 707.
Oh.
Another 707 says, the quarantine's made me very happy. I'm single. LOL. Oh. I could see that, too. You watch what you want to watch. You eat what you want to eat.
Careful.
You don't get on anybody's nerves and they don't get on yours.
Yeah, I know I'm driving my family crazy.
Everybody's driving everybody crazy. I think that we talked more about mental resiliency in the first week than we have ever since. And the truth is, we're getting to that point now where I can see even the best relationships are starting to fry a little bit on the edges there.
Week 9, day 3.
Where is that? Listening to yesterday's podcast about doing a book club with someone you are in quarantine with, and my 12-year-old son and I are book clubbing.
Oh.
A young adult post-apocalyptic book called The Compound. Sarah, you may like this one.
I do love YA stuff. I really do. That was like, that's like The Hunger Games or, what was the first one? They made it into a movie.
The Girl with All the Gifts?
No, that was also excellent, though. I actually thought they did a really good job with the movie, too. It was like a four-part thing. Like, you know what? Never mind.
I don't got it.
The chick from The Descendants, you know? And also from Big Little Lies. And her name is right on the tip of my... Forget it. Everyone's yelling it in their car.
Okay.
I just know it.
I don't know.
It's like inoculation, adaptation... And emulation. I don't know. I'm not sure what it is. But those are great, too. I love YA post-apocalyptic stuff.
Well, this one's called The Compound. You'll love it.
I'll write it down and check it out. I'm always looking for a good read.
Sarah, what was the show you were talking about that's only 10 to 15 minutes and you need to subscribe to it?
It's on Quibi. That's that app. And it's called Dummy. And it's absolutely one of the best things I've watched in this entire thing.
This is Anna Kendrick?
I loved it. Anna Kendrick.
Okay.
It's written by Cody Heller, who it's sort of her real life if her real life involved a talking sex doll, like one of those real dolls.
Right.
It's filthy and hot and funny and weird. I really, really, I can't recommend it highly enough. What was it called? The Compound? Is that the book that you just mentioned? I think it was.
Yes, The Compound.
Okay, just jotting it down.
Vinny, put your kid to work so he can retire early. She's your great replacement.
Teach her to read a little better and she'll be able to do the news. And you can chase after Hulk Baby.
I had the biggest grin on my face when Vinny's daughter was on. She's so sharp and so fun sounding. Another one, 415, more Isla. Oh my God, Sarah explaining hump day to Vinny's daughter is almost as good as watching all of those goats.
She was into it. She's like, oh, and also it's a half day at school. I'm like, half day hump day. She's like, yeah.
Best joke ever. Love you, Isla.
Yeah, she's great.
The fascination with Tekashi 6ix9ine is wondering if we are watching a real life Dead Man Walking scenario unfold. Will the underworld really get him, or is their bark louder than their bite?
Right. I'm interested to see. I hate to say it. I am absolutely watching it for that reason. What is going to happen to this guy? Snitches get stitches.
Yeah, I can tell you without belaboring it, I would not play games with the people he was.
Mm-mm.
He was playing games with the wrong people. That is not the end. Oh, Vinny, thanks for brightening my day with the he didn't accidentally miraculously fall into a hoe comment. Something funny going on with Sarah this morning. Sure she hasn't started on the steroids?
Did you just make that one up?
No, that one's actually right below the one about the hoe.
I said I'm in a great mood and, you know, you entertain me. Like, I've been laughing all morning.
510, OMG, those goats made my day.
The goats thing is so funny. It's up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. 200 goats broke loose from a hillside that they were chomping down for somebody. And they're just wandering through, like, your average neighborhood.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
It's a lot of them, though. That's
tons.
It's not, you know, they say it's 200. It probably is 200. It's a lot of goats.
It looks like a river of goats going down the street. And they're, for the most part, they're staying together. Here and there, they wander off to ruin someone's garden. It's really funny.
People are writing about the goats, how they're used in the San Francisco reservoirs. Another, Oakland uses goats to eat all the brush in public spaces. They get out all the time. It's pretty funny. So I guess that's a normal thing. My daughter unenrolled at her out-of-state college because we can't pay out-of-state fees for her to do online school from home, and her student housing won't let kids break leases even if they aren't due to move in until August. Eesh. Did you get that?
That is unreal. So I actually thought that the colleges would wind up making more money off of this because they could let more kids in and that might lower costs for it. That is a, wow, what a bummer.
My going to be college sophomore and I are talking about whether or not we're going to pay $65,000 for an online education private school.
That's, you know, here's the thing. You might as well just take the classes that you need at the... I mean, if you're going to have to do it from home anyway, you're not getting the college experience, and I don't know.
It. You just hit it.
I wouldn't be paying any $65,000 for some stay at home. I just wouldn't. I hate to say it, but I just wouldn't.
One of the things that I would want for my kids, either of them, is that they go away to a school with the full deal. The campus is its own thing. There's sports. There's stuff to do.
Parties. It's all life away from home.
And if you're not going to get all that, what are you paying for?
No. Right. Enroll them online at the local community college and let them, for really inexpensive, costs, they could get a lot of the prerequisite courses that they need, the requirements to graduate. And then in a year or two, maybe the campus is open back up. Now you only have to do 2 years there instead of four or whatever.
A lot of people are writing in about this. High school teacher here, the unknown and undecided is the worst part of all of this. Yeah, I mean, that's why Cal State or the Cal State program, all the schools put it out there that they're going to be doing classes online this fall. And the chancellor of the 23 whatever schools said it's because people need to make plans, and there's a lot of anxiety around not knowing what's going to happen when someone may have to move or someone may. That's a big deal. So,
yeah, we actually just surrendered our kid's apartment.
What do you mean?
He doesn't have to go to school next year, or he doesn't have to leave to go to school next year.
So the whole year at Berkeley is going to be done online is what they're saying.
Well, I'm not sure. He thinks he might be able to graduate by December. I think I mentioned that to you. But so at least it sounds like this semester is. And worst case scenario, he has to commute to Berkeley from here. Like, that's not, people have longer. Hello, Vinny. People have longer commutes than that,
Yeah, they do.
Just to work. So and frankly, the money that we'll save not paying for that apartment, it's a nice chunk. So we have to go get all this stuff. Moving. So fun.
Oh, crap.
We got to get a truck. And
you got to go over there and get his stuff?
Yep. And I don't know what I'm going to do with it. I'm like, can we just leave it? Oh, you watching TikTok?
Who's calling, Bryn?
I'm actually posting the Sarah and Vinny to the Alice973 Instagram.
Yeah.
So in about 10-20 seconds, I'll have that little bit with Isla up.
Is this on Alice973 or is this
It'll
on Pretty
Alice Boy? It'll be Alice973.
Okay.
As an IGTV. The sound just went off. My bad.
No, it's nice. We get in a little plug for it. Get to see Isla on IGTV.
I'm trying to keep an eye on my time here, but all of my things are... Okay, I'm good. I work at a small vet clinic in Berkeley, and every day we have at least one new client with a new pet. Okay.
Yeah, well, people have the time. Look, puppies take some training and some time, and the average person in the normal world, it's hard for them to get to all that. There's a lot. So now's the time. Babysit your puppy.
Here's a question for you, Sarah. Dear Vinny and Sarah, What would you do if your partner wants to go out right away as soon as the shelter in place is over? I am personally very skeptical and would like to minimize contact, but my husband is already talking about meeting up with friends. What to do when people in the same household have a different approach? Interested to know what you would do.
Oh, obviously, I'd get a divorce. Yeah, that's a tough one. That's a, I don't know what I'd do, man. I luckily we're, although Professor Killjoy is like totally the king of all of us.
Is that your oldest
yes,
son?
Yes, the older son.
Right.
Which is good, you know, he's actually kept us really on the straight and narrow and, you know, masks and gloves and, you know, where are you going? Where are you going to see you? How long have you been? That's my impersonation of him. John and I kind of feel the same way. If you are going to see someone, so physically distancing yourself and wearing a mask and gloves are just, they're just a must. And I'd be pretty bummed if he had a really, or, and I'm sure he'd be bummed if I was like, it's not, I'm going out, I'm seeing my friends, I'm going to go to a bar, I'm drinking, but, you know, or whatever social thing you were going to do. I have no words of advice for that person. What about you, Vin?
Well, that is a really tough one. I frankly, I don't know what I would say to you to do. I feel like a conversation where you express how fearful his, you know, possible exposure makes you would hopefully make him be more careful. But, you know, there's plenty of people out here who think this thing is nothing and that we're all being made fools of and that this is not the reason to be shutting down the economy or hiding in your house. So I don't, and to those people, I'm not going to tell them they're wrong. Everybody has a right to their own opinion. So
I know. I actually had to tell my mother this morning, please stop telling me your opinion about this. I'm going to have to block you. I don't want to have this conversation. We have very, very different opinions of what is going on and what the right thing to do is. And, luckily I don't live with her. Thank God. But, you know,
boy,
I don't want to be assaulted.
How many days from the best mom tribute of all times to this point? What was that? 4 days? What are we at? 3 days?
3 days. 3 days.
You made it three days.
Listen, she's great. I love my mom, obviously. But we have really different views on things. And in order to keep on loving her, I need her to not text me every break and tell me her opinions on whatever it is we said. It's like she's my program director, Vinny. Well, I'm going to need you to tighten up that one. You know, I don't know if I like you talking about that, or here's my opinion on this. No, thanks. I love you so much. Let's talk about fun things.
I don't know what to say about that. Your mom's always been highly involved in your broadcasts, and that's the way I haven't seen any change. It's been that way the whole time.
Well, what happens is she ramps up, and then I go, I'm going to block you. You never write to me again. And then she goes, all right, I'll stop. And then it ramps up. So it's like a yearly cycle, you know,
right.
It's really
okay.
Coming to a head right now. So I had to send her the come to Jesus, you know, sorry.
It's
Mom.
Weird. The weird part for me is that because my mom knows me as well as she does, and I would think your mom knows you as well as any mom would know their kid. My mom knows not to send me stuff like that. She will say, I listened today, and I'll be like, oh, that's good. I'm happy for your support. I appreciate it. But she wouldn't even consider the daily text or the comment
you're a tough nut. Like, I mean, you pretty much let people know immediately where I'll just ignore it. Like, she sends me stuff and I'm like, okay, well, maybe that'll stop. You know, I have high hopes. So today I had to put the smack down. Like, okay, enough. Enough of it. I don't want to hear it.
Sorry, Ellie.
I'm in the middle of a show. What I don't need is your vibe coming through my text machine. Thank you.
Hey, Vinny, the movie version of Hamilton will be available on Disney Plus starting July 7th, and it's only $6.99 versus $1,699.
Oh.
LOL.
You'll get to watch it again for a big discount. Come on, Adele.
And on that note, thank you for
Wait. I thought you were going to do this. Chrissy Teigen, I want to hear what people said about the food.
Hold on. Crap.
Oh, are they like lost on the computer?
There's a million of them, but no, a lot of people wrote in. Let's see here. Crap. I made the Chrissy Teigen dish too because my Insta feed had her picture of the pasta and yours right under it. So I had to make it. I had no choice.
Mine did not look as good as hers. I will say that, but it was delicious and so hot and spicy.
I saw the Chrissy post too and really want to try it. I never watch her whole post, but that one I did, and then I saw that you made it.
Yeah, you know, she posts, she's such a prolific poster that a lot of times I'll just do the slow thumb tap so that I can stop if I see something I'm interested in. And as I went through that recipe, I went, I'm going back. And I went back and watched the whole thing about three times, writing down the ingredients and how to do everything. And it's excellent. It was really
easy,
really fast.
Yeah, it sounds
basically
really good.
Takes the time that it takes to boil the water.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
All right, I'm doing it.
Because you got to try it. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. I hope you do try it. By the way, the white miso is in the cold case. I did not know that. I've never bought miso paste before.
Oh.
And that, I finally found it in the cold case.
I have to go to another place to make macaroni because no one here can eat that. But I will do that. Mm. I actually drive to another location to make macaroni.
And then later, do you take your wife there for a date?
No. No.
I just take care of the kids if he does that.
Yeah, that's true. All right. So
yeah, there you go.
Thank you. I was dying to hear what people had to say about it. We'll take a quick break and be back to say goodbye right after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Happy hump day. Thank you so much for listening today. And don't forget, there's the 3-hour season finale of Survivor tonight. You have until Friday morning at 6 a.m. Oh, yeah. There's the music.
I'm going to try to get with that program, so we'll see.
Yeah, I hope you do, because I always feel bad for you that you sort of miss out on the, you know, the whole the denouement, the crux of the whole thing.
We'll see how today goes. Daddy Daycare begins in a couple minutes, and then I've got my side piece to record for Thursday night.
Oh, you got to do that, hot little bitch.
I'm a little scheduled out at the...
Your side piece is hot.
Ah, boy.
I swear, you're on steroids, aren't you?
I'm not on steroids. What are you talking about? I can't have a fun time and just like joke about stuff and suddenly I'm on steroids. God, you guys, I'll be sure to bring back the gloom tomorrow.
Okay, good.
Oh, great.
Great. The normal Sarah.
We're doomed. All right. Look, have a great day, you guys.
Bye-bye.
And don't forget, if you want to check out Isla.
Oh, yeah.
She's on the Alice973 Instagram.
That's already up and posted? Yeah,
that's up and posted now.
God, she's so cute. All right, have a great day. We'll check you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.